Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, and first I'd like to thank those joining us on the radio dial at 92.3 FM, also those listening to us online through blogtalkradio.com, either through our live chat or switchboard of the podcast. We welcome all of you to our program. We have a double feature for you this Monday afternoon. We're going to kick things off with the first time here on our program. She's really no stranger probably to a lot of you. She is a television show host. Also, she's the author of the book, The P Factor, as well as a motivational speaker. We're going to be speaking with Pam Powell about her life, her rise to success, and also her advice for others that are coming up, especially as they're making plans for 2010. At 30 minutes past the hour, we're going to be speaking with Sapphire Jewel King. She's involved in a very important project that was actually originated in Texas called Walk a Week in Your Shoes, really trying to celebrate the strength of the family and how we can build those family bonds. It's going to be a great hour for you. We want to also thank our sponsors, which I'll be telling you about a little bit later, about bringing us this afternoon's program, and we'll also let you know a little bit about what you can expect from us this week. But as I mentioned, we're going to kick things off. It's an honor and a pleasure to speak with her. I actually heard from her a few weeks ago, and I was real excited about her coming on the program. Pam Powell is the host of a show on Colors TV. She also, as I mentioned, is a best-selling author and motivational speaker. She's here joining us here at Conversations Live. How you doing, Pam?
Oh, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, Cyrus. God bless you, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to be on your awesome show.
Well, Pam, thank you. It's an honor, as I've said several times, to be able to speak with you. I've been following you on Colors TV, and it was great to be able to reach out to you and have you with us. Now, for those who might just be hearing about you for the first time here, Pam, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
Well, I certainly will. I am one of those young ladies that I feel who just continue to fight to win and to be able to reach my goals and dreams, and that's what I challenge everyone. In fact, I'm called the P Factor. I'm the author of what it is that you need in order to achieve success in your life. I can remember growing up, everybody told me I wouldn't make it and I wouldn't amount to anything. My daddy was murdered when I was very young. My mom was left to raise six children, and everybody said we wouldn't amount to anything, but we held on to our faith, knowing that if we just trust God and believe in ourselves, we'll go all the way to the top. So I apply the P factors in life. I have worked in corporate America as a top executive. I retired from corporate America at a very early age, in my 30s, and then I began to build a business, a financial business that was very successful, and then I decided that I needed to take that voice and get into television and radio. And now I host national television shows across the country, radio shows across the country, just giving people an injection of a dose of hope, something that I call the P factor. Be positive, be passionate, be persistent, be patient, be prayerful, you be powerful, and you will be prosperous, and that will allow you to experience the thrill of victory rather than the agony of defeat. I've just gotten word that starting in the second week of February, I'll also be all over Europe, from London to Germany to Kosovo to Switzerland, just going out there injecting hope. And I'm also an author and a motivational speaker and a minister, and I just have a great time helping people to get where they want to go.
Now, Pam, with your busy schedule and with everything that you've accomplished, I want you to talk about the strength, because as you mentioned, you lost your father at a young age, and people may have said that the odds were against you. What do you believe caused you to be able to exceed and excel and progress when others would have stalled out and gotten pretty much buried in their situation?
Well, I really believe, and that was what inspired me to write the book, because I can go through all kind of things and tell you what I've been through, but I tell people I've been motherless and fatherless, I've been misused and abused, I've been lied on, I've been cheated on, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I began to apply some things in my life, and just shortly, just a couple years back, I decided to begin to determine what was it that I was doing, and I came up with those P factors, and I believe that for me to get through those situations, I had the number one P, I had to have a positive attitude, because it's all about what you think about yourself. It does not matter what your situation or your circumstances might be. I mean, you could be in Hollywood, California, living, in the ghetto or whatever the situation might be, but nothing can stop you from going down to Beverly Hills, going in one of the most expensive stores with $2 in your little pocket, just having a positive attitude that one day I'm going to shop here. So your attitude will determine your altitude. I woke up every day putting up my goals and my dreams, and I didn't look at where I was. I focused on where I was going. And I do something, Cyrus, called a dream day and a dream book, a vision where everybody puts together everywhere they want to go, and you focus on that. And all my life, I looked at where I was going. I looked at the end of the movie, and then I became the other P. I became passionate about reaching that goal. See, whatever it is a person wants to do, just like you, I know you had a passion to be an incredible host as you are. So I believe you followed that passion. And when you have passion, it ought to be like fire shut up in your bones. It got to be so fired up in you that no matter what you're going through, you're going to get there. And that's what I told myself as a little girl. Talk about me, say what you want, but I'm going to be caught up with where I want to be. And then you stay persistent. Things are not always going to go right. You're going to have situations. You're going to have issues. But I believe that sometimes you have to fall down in order to get back up. I think about a seed. You know, when you take a seed, Cyrus, and that seed wants to grow, you don't take the seed and sit it on the table. You have to bury it under the ground. And I can imagine the seed going, oh, my goodness, I mean, it's dark down here. Am I ever going to come up? And that seed begins to say, oh, yeah, you know, fertilizing, water, reading books like the P Factor and plugging into people like Cyrus Webb and understanding what it takes to win, you begin to be persistent. You don't give up, and you keep running, and you'll get to the top. One of my great friends, in fact, he forwarded my book, Mr. Les Brown, says if you can look up, you can get up. And so with that persistence, you just keep fighting. Now, sometimes, Cyrus, when you're positive and passionate and persistent, then you kind of like need to have some patience. That's P Factor number 4. If you don't have patience, that's what most people lose because they're waiting. It's been a year. It's been 6 months. It's been 5 years. It doesn't matter how long it takes. If you just keep being patient, understanding that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to eventually come, you'll get to where you want to go. And that's what's been happening with me. I've gone through a lot of situations in my life. I mean, I was on a major network on the Black Family Channel just a couple years ago, and that network got sold to the Gospel Music Channel. I lost my show. I lost all my revenue, all that stuff. But I had to say, hey, I might be buried up under the ground, but I'm going to see myself as a plant. And now I came back where I had 30 million viewers now. There's 47 million viewers and another 10 million in Europe, so that's 57 million viewers. So I had to get back into the zone of being patient and following those P's. And then most importantly, I had to pray. That's P Factor number 5, because if you pray, I believe in the higher power that I get. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. And I believe with that, you get to P Factor number 6, you'll be powerful. Cyrus, did I tell folk you'll be more powerful than a locomotive? You'll be able to leap your enemies in a single bound, and then you'll get to P Factor number 7, completion. That means you'll start living your dreams and beginning to walk into your destiny. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Those are the things that I would say to people today, Cyrus.
Well, I tell you, it's a very powerful message, and you're hearing it from someone who's been there, done that, experienced it, put it together in her life, and now she's sharing it with others. Again, for those that are just joining us either on the radio at 92.3 FM or through blogtalkradio.com, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking with author, motivational speaker, and national talk show host Pam Powell. She's joining us live here telling us about herself and also her journey. Pam, I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a quick musical break here. When we come back, though, I want to get more into your life and also your experiences and what you are hoping to accomplish for yourself in the rest of 2010.
I look forward to it. I'll be right here.
Okay. We want to turn it over to 92.3 FM, and I think that our producer told us they have a great song for us, and I know you all will think it's very appropriate. Here's BB and CC Wine, and with one that I love. It's called Grace. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live and our special guest, Pam Powell.
Mercy help me see I've been living a lie. Mm-hmm. And while writing the song, singing about your goodness, I started to cry. Yes, oh.
And CC Wine is a one simply called Grace. You're listening to Conversations Live here at 92.3 FM and also through blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, and I'd like to remind you all that at 30 minutes past the hour to stay with us, we're going to be joined by Sapphire Jewel King. She'll be here from the International Freedom Coalition to talk about her new project where she is actually walking across the country this year to promoting the importance of family and strengthening the family. So she's going to be joining us at 30 minutes past the hour. Right now, we're here to continue our conversation with national television and radio show host Pam Powell is here, and she's been talking to us, really giving some great advice from her book, The P Factor. Now, Pam, looking back at your life and looking back at what you have accomplished, you know, I think one of the things that I have taken away from you and just this brief conversation here and talking with you earlier and then going to your website is that you seem to appreciate what you've been given. You've been given a powerful voice, and you appreciate that. Talk to us about the importance, though, of being appreciative, and because that seems to be something that happens sometimes with some individuals who, you know, who are able to get some recognition. They seem to forget where they've come from. You don't seem to run away from it. You seem to embrace that as a way of knowing how blessed you are. Talk to us a little bit about that growth and how you came to that point.
Well, I think that's, again, by applying the P factors to your life, because what I always believe, Cyrus, and this is what you do, I believe this is why you're very successful. I believe everything in life is about pushing others up. When you begin to push others up and you get off focus about you, then once you push others up, you're going up. My message every day is that when people are walking around, whether they're at a grocery store, whether they're at the gas station, whether they're at the shopping center, whether they're in a business meeting, I want to find something about them that I can make them feel very special. So my whole deal is about being positive and injecting hope, because you don't know what somebody is going through. You might see them today. You don't know. They might have just lost their home in the foreclosure. Somebody could be ill. They could be ill. And so you got to find a way to be positive with them, and that makes them good. You have to speak blessings and speak a prophecy on them and speak that I know you're going to be great, and do it with sincerity, because I believe that a person can smell a phony a mile away. So I give. I live to give, and I believe by living to give, God has always been able to provide for me, even during tough times, because he said he will supply our every need. So I believe that that's really the ingredient of Pam Powell. That thing that keeps me going is because I wake up every day wanting to know what I could do to inspire and inject hope to someone else.
And when you look at, you know, you talked about your transition on television, and it's funny when you mentioned that, I thought to myself, I know there was something else I remembered about you in the Black Family Channel. I remember that the station, and actually when it went off the air, because we actually I'm actually from Mississippi, and we actually used to get the station also. I think Mr. Townsend, Robert Townsend, wasn't he?
Yeah, Robert Townsend, yes. He was the president of the company there in Atlanta, and the famed attorney Willie Gary was the CEO of that network. So it was a situation where it caught a lot of us by surprise, and, of course, they did not, on the Gospel Music Network, did not host talk show hosts. So here I was with my opportunity, my dream. You know, sometimes in life, Cyrus, you get a dream, and it comes to fruition, and all of a sudden it's almost like it's snatched away, and you don't know what to do. But I'm one of those people like Dorothy and the Wizard. I follow the yellow brick road. You know, I was talking to my agent. I had worked with a guy named Mari Starr. Pretty much a lot of folks know him. He's worked with Michael Jackson and all different folk. And he said, well, Pam, if you want to get back in television, your best thing to do is to go to Hollywood or go to California or go to L.A. or somewhere where there's a whole sea of networks. So you know what I did, Cyrus? I said, well, you know, you got to be a risk taker. So I took my home I'd been in for 14, 15 years. I didn't know anybody in California. I didn't have any idea how I was going to make it. But I tell you what, I put the sale on the house, and as they say, I packed up the truck and I moved to Beverly. Amen. And then I went there not knowing what was going to happen, and I just went out there and just started getting myself out there and networking and just operating in faith. And that's what everybody got to do. You got to walk and talk like the person you wish to become. You know, you might want to be a CEO of a company or president of the country, or you might want to own your own business or be a talk show host or be a doctor, whatever it is in life, a great orator, whatever. You got to walk around like you already possess it, because you do. It's inside of you. The winner is inside of you. That's one of my speaking engagements. I do a motivational deal about, you know, the wizard in us. It's inside of you. All you got to do is pull it out and be a P factor and work with it and make it happen.
Okay. So with all the things that you've successed, all of the success you've had, Pam, over your career, and here we are in a brand new year, 2010. People normally make New Year's resolutions, or they're looking ahead to what's next. What's next for Pam Powell? What haven't you done that you still plan on accomplishing this year?
Well, what I really plan to do this year, I'm creating the P-Factor movement. I want it to be worldwide. I want the P-Factor movement to be a situation that everybody can attach to like they did Nike. See, Nike says just do it, but the P-Factor tells you how to do it. You got to have instructions to experience the thrill of victory rather than the agony of defeat. So I want the P-Factor movement going all over the world, whether it's in China, whether or not it's in the United Kingdom, all over the U.S. I want folks to be talking about I'm winning because I'm a P-Factor. They got the P-Factor gear. They got the P-Factor clothing. They got the P-Factor T-shirt. They got the P-Factor hat. They're watching the P-Factor television show on Dish Network, on this awesome Colors TV. I mean, it's all over the world. And then my message, you know, I would love for it to be on a major platform, a major network, where you see the Oprah Winfreys, where you see the Tyra Banks, where you see the Bill O'Reillys and all those folks. I believe that this message, more than ever, needs to come to television. I believe right now at a time such as this, we need to bring hope to TV, and that's what the P-Factor is all about. We're going to P-Factor the world. We're going to inject hope, and we're going to let people know that in 2010, they can win because it's no sin.
All right. Great advice. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking with motivational speaker, national radio and television show host Pam Powell. Pam, we're going to take a quick break here, pay some bills. When we come back, I want you to give out your website, let our listeners know where they can find out more information about you, and also we're going to let them know just some final advice from you, okay?
Thank you so much, Cyrus.
Be back with you in 60 seconds with more Conversations Live. Stay with us.
There's some disturbing math coming out of Mississippi schools. Every hour, about 1.5 Mississippi kids drop out. Add it up, that's about 36 kids every day, over 1,000 a month. That's nearly 13,000 kids every year. And that's where the math really gets scary. Because kids who drop out are twice as likely to end up on drugs, almost three times more likely to end up unemployed or on welfare, and 10 times more likely to go to jail. That costs Mississippi more than $458 million every year. But as disturbing as the numbers are, it's not about numbers. It's about lives. That's why we've launched On the Bus, a program designed to keep Mississippi kids in school. So get on the bus. Log on to onthebus.ms and see how you can help. Because if you can help subtract just one number from the dropout rate, well, that's one life changed forever. A message from State Farm Insurance and the Mississippi Department of Education.
I want to thank our friends there at On the Bus and also thank all of you for listening to us on this Monday afternoon here at Conversations Live. Keep in mind, at 30 minutes past the hour, we're going to be speaking with Sapphire Jewel King. She'll be here to talk to us about her new campaign where she's walking across the country really trying to spread the importance of strengthening the family, another thing that we can do here in a brand new year, 2010. Also, we want to, as we've been saying over the past couple of weeks here, we want to continue to keep those in Haiti in our thoughts and prayers as they're dealing with rebuilding their country and also mourning their loss. As you know, over the weekend, the government did call out the rescue effort, so now they're making it a search and recovery. But, of course, just yesterday, someone else was pulled from the rubble, so there is still hope and there is still the salvation that is possible for those that are buried still. So we ask that you do continue to put them in your prayers. We're here with our final moments now with Pam Powell. Now, Pam, for those who are trying to find out more information about you, they want to know what's next for you, go ahead and give them your website.
Sure. They can go to www.pampowell.org. That's www.pampowell.org. Also, my book is available from the website if they want to check that out because, as I mentioned earlier, it was endorsed by Les Brown himself and Dottie Walters of Speak and Grow Rich. So there are some things in there that will totally change their life, and they will experience that thrill of victory rather than the agony of defeat.
All right, and Pam, you have given them the P's from your book to let them know how they can have success. For those individuals that are out there that are listening, and they, you know, they say, well, you know, how do I know that what worked for her will work for me? What final thoughts do you have for them?
Well, the final thoughts that I have here, Cyrus, is number one, in my book on page 49. I mean, I have a 7-day formula for getting to the next level in this book. They follow and take a chapter for 7 days. It'll change their life. As we know, 7 represents completion. But one page in my book talks about being persistent. And on page 49, it says you take the P in persistent, and remember you just press toward the mark of the high calling you've been given. The E, energetically pursue your goals. R, run the race with expectancy. C, see it before you seize it, because without a vision, Cyrus, the people perish. Be immovable. Refuse to be removed from your dream. Be steadfast. Stay the course. The T, have the tenacity, the ability to keep on ticking even when you're taking a licking. Endure it all. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And never give up until you reach your destination. And as my friend Zig Ziglar would say, tough times don't last, but tough people do. Remember, your setback is your setup for your comeback. And remember, if you just stay positive, remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I tell my friends, look up, hook up, and you'll go up. And remember the other P, be passionate. Let your dream be like fire shut up in your bones, because it's time to take your throne. Be persistent. Press toward the mark of your high calling. Stop falling. No more crawling. It's time to start balling. Be patient. Your ship is still coming in. You've got what it takes to win, so you got to lift up your chin. And be prayerful by all means, because you got to understand, much prayer, much power, little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. And prayer will get you through the fire. And you'll be powerful. You'll be faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive. You'll be able to leap your enemies in a single bound. And then you will be prosperous. And I'm reminded that we have come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. They can follow me on my MySpace at myspace.com/onepampow, twitter.com/onepampow, and just make a conversation and let's get this thing moving. And let's just remember, is one thing I tell my friends, that we don't need to sit around and worry, because regrets look back, worry looks around, vision looks up, vision sees the mountaintop, even when the clouds hide it from the view. That's why we need to understand that we can get through. So as I tell all my friends, Cyrus, that I'll see them all at the TOP, because that's where I know God wants all of us to be. Those are my comments on this closing today.
Well, I tell you, Pam, that's just the excitement we need to start a brand new week. And thank you so much for starting off the hour for us. So we wish you nothing but continued success, and please feel free to come back anytime.
Oh, and I wish you much the same, and keep me in mind if you all have anything going on in up there in your area and you want me to come and speak, or they got workshops. I want to inject those P factors all over the world, and I thank you. I bless you, and just your conversation inspires me. You are destined for incredible and awesome things. You're going to be blessed 100-fold for what you're doing, because you're really taking hope to the world. Thank you so much, Cyrus.
Thank you, Pam. Have a great week.
You too, my dear.
Right. Again, that was Pam Powell joining us live here on Conversations. We definitely appreciate her. Keep in mind, if you missed any part of that broadcast with Pam, about 5 minutes after our program is over this afternoon, you'll be able to download the complete interview with her. And also with our next guest, we're going to be talking to Sapphire Jewel King, who's joining us, who's on a great mission this year, being able to talk about the importance of strengthening the family. She started with her own family. She is a part of the International Freedom Coalition. Her new project is Walk a Week in Your Shoes. She's going to be joining us here in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined with Sapphire. You're listening to Conversations Live right here at 92.3 FM and Blog Talk.
Are you one of those people that know they need to be drinking more water but just don't? Are you looking for something that is refreshing but has fewer calories than soda? Then Coca-Cola has something just for you, vitamin water. Endorsed by celebrities such as 50 Cent, Carrie Underwood, and Alicia Keys, Vitamin Water is designed to fill the gap between soft drinks and water. It provides nutrients consumers are likely to be missing. As the official water product of the Right Stuff reality show, the distributors of Vitamin Water in Louisville, Kentucky encourage you to join the addiction and get hooked on books. For more information about Vitamin Water or how you can support literacy in your area, visit www.therightstufftv.com. That's THEWRITESTUFFTV.com.
Thank you for that, DJ Down South. We're back with Conversations Live here at 92.3 FM and also through blogtalkradio.com. We want to welcome all of our listeners. It is 30 minutes past the hour here on Conversations Live, and we have a very special guest that's joining us. Now, in 2010, a lot of people, as I spoke about with our last guest, Pam Powell, a lot of people are making New Year's resolutions. A lot of them are trying to make this a new beginning for them. One individual who is not only talking but actually putting that into action is Sapphire Jewel King. She's joining us to talk to us about a new project that she's involved in, where she is basically walking around this country that we have, strengthening and celebrating the power of the family. So please help me welcome Sapphire Jewel King to the program. How you doing, Sapphire?
I am great, Cyrus. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you for being with us. And I was so excited. Monica Coleman, a good friend of this program, she had told me about the work that you're doing, and I was so excited that you could take out the time to be with us. I want to talk about the Walk a Week and your shoes movement in just a moment. Before we do that, though, Sapphire, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I have had a long journey myself, which has actually inspired the Walk a Week in Your Shoes campaign. I was molested as a child, and I never told my family until 28 years later. Basically, I kept it as a secret. And by keeping that to myself and not really speaking about it, not telling anyone, it led me down a path of depression, suicide attempts. I attempted suicide twice. Alcoholism. I was a horrible, horrible drunk. And it took me, when I finally graduated from college and I left my family home, which I was trying to catch the first thing smoking to get away, that's when my rebirth began. But what really took a toll on me was the strained relationship with my family, because as a victim of abuse, I took on the responsibility for the actions of those abusers. And because I felt so dirty and ugly inside because of what happened, I thought that if my family knew, the people that I respected, looked up to, and cared about, if they knew that, that's how they would view me. So I kept it to myself. And as a result, my whole relationship with them just went south just because of that false belief that I held. So
right.
I when I moved away, I got sober, and then I went on an incredible journey a couple of years ago where I, you know, quit my job. I was working as an engineer. I quit my job. I sold my house. I donated all of my belongings, saved my books to charity, and I bought a backpack, and I went to Europe. And it was during that journey, which was 2 years, that I really started reconnecting with my family. And also on that journey, I finally told them the truth. And much to my surprise, as odd as it sounds, they were so supportive, and, oh, my goodness, why didn't you tell us? And I was not expecting that reaction. Still, as an adult, 28 years later, I was still not expecting that reaction from them. And that's when I began to finally rebuild my connection with my own family. And I returned back to the States from Spain in February of 08, and I moved back in with my mother so that I could go to graduate school, and that really sealed the deal for me. That's when we all started to get to know each other again, and it's been an incredible past 2 years, and this campaign, excuse me, would not be happening if it wasn't for my experiences over the past 2 years with them.
Wow, that is so, so powerful, Sapphire. And I think your story is one that needs to be told, especially that aspect of it when I read it on the website, because abuse is still something that is not really talked about enough. And because of that, a lot of times the victim, as in your case, sometimes feel responsible, because, and that's one of the reasons why there's not that dialogue. Just like you're sharing it with our listeners all across the country now, Sapphire, I know you've shared it in other groups as well. Have you been surprised at how people have been able to relate to what you're saying and how that has really helped to spark more of a conversation in itself?
Yes, I have, especially when I used to do performance poetry, so I used to write and perform my own poems, and that's where I really started to release some of the secrets that I held, and that was the first time that I was really, really surprised how well people received it, because when I write, I'm bold, I'm frank, I put it out there, I don't mince words, I don't, you know, candy coat it, and it's just out there in your face. And I was
right.
always surprised how they wanted more. I ended up starting to speak at public events commissioned by the City of Phoenix, the City of Chandler, City of Tempe in the Phoenix area, at various other, for instance, the Phoenix Art Museum, they had me as a featured artist there for one of their events, and they just really embraced it. And I think, and actually not just I think, but I had a lady who was in the audience one time. She came up to me afterwards, and she just thanked me. She said, I know you don't understand this, but your being so bold about your experiences and speaking out about it has really helped to free me. I don't know if I'll be able to speak out about mine. I don't know when, but just seeing you and the courage that you have is helping me. So I have been surprised, but it does help, and that's why I constantly tell my story, and I just tell it like it is. I don't sugarcoat it at all.
Right. Again, for those that are just joining us either on the radio or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking with Sapphire Jewel King. She's talking to us a little bit about herself and also her own experiences in life and how it has led her to the point where she is now. Now, Sapphire, talk to us about the work that the International Freedom Coalition actually does. How does it actually work with people every day?
Well, we are a startup organization. The vision for the organization just came to me in August, August 3rd, to be exact, and I was brushing my teeth. But I knew that I always would have some sort of nonprofit organization to do more work in the community. My business is I do personal transformation education with adults, but I knew that I always needed to be able to do more with the community. So the International Freedom Coalition just came to me a few months ago, and what we envision doing, there is a program called the AWARE Academy that actually came from my graduate school research project that I had to do. And the AWARE Academy is targeting those individuals, mainly adults, who want to take their personal and professional success to the next level, and right now they are finding themselves in a disadvantaged situation. Particularly those with challenging legal backgrounds is the inspiration for the entire academy, and it takes an educational approach to a team and tripartite mentoring framework to give people that extra edge that they need to go to the next level. And really, it's a self-concept development program, and it mixes with professional development as well as other educational development as well. So that's one of our projects that we're wanting and hoping and will be launching the fall of this year. The other, I just, after the response with Haiti, and everything that's going on, I've been constantly asking, okay, God, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And this is also something that's been near and dear to me since Hurricane Katrina because it hit so close to home. My family is in Houston. So we just started the New Directions Family Fund. And what that is we're going to donate or set aside, allocate 5% of all of our funds that we receive to help those families long after the initial relief efforts have ended. So the long-term effects, how do we help these families rebuild their lives? How do we help children who are now find themselves orphans because of a natural disaster find new families? So that's something that I'm really, really excited about, and 5% is very small right now, and I know that that will grow, and I'm looking forward to that. And our other solution is action research, collaborative action research. From my work, I volunteered a lot with at-risk youth for many, many years. And so I've been able to see how a lot of programs work and how a lot of good programs end up being discontinued because of lack of funding or what have you. So given the knowledge that I just received during my grad school education, I got a master's degree in adult education and training, and we do action research. Our focus was on action research. So what the coalition will do is participate in help individuals with new programs that they want to start or with existing programs to evaluate those programs using a scientific approach, but in the moment as it's happening. This is why it's called action research, to help them find ways to make it more efficient and make their programs more viable by being able to offer some sort of concrete results, measurable results. Because a lot of times the idea is great, just the implementation may be a little off, need a little tweaking. So we will be sponsoring projects and actively participating in projects to help those organizations and those programs out there become more efficient so that we keep them around and we don't lose those opportunities to help people. So those
right.
are our main focus areas.
And, of course, the project that's going on right now that we're going to be talking about in just a moment is Walk a Week in Your Shoes. Sapphire, I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a musical break here. When we come back, I want you to talk to us about the project and how you're using walking to being able to not only celebrate the family but also work in strengthening it, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
We want to thank our sponsors for bringing us this afternoon's broadcast. As I mentioned, of course, the love and support that we get on this program is amazing, not just out of Arkansas where we're broadcast on the radio, but all across the country. Thousands of you listen to us each and every day, and we really do appreciate that. Producer has really picked another great one to go along with Sapphire's story here. Here's a song that's getting a lot of buzz right now. It's from someone who needs no introduction, but here's Whitney Houston with I Didn't Know My Own Strength. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. And Hank, stay with us.
Ooh, yeah.
Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength. By my darkest hour, my faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. All that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never lift that weight. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed out and I tumbled, but I did not. Crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength.
Yes, I did.
I was not built to break. No, no. I got to know my own strength.
There she is, the talented Whitney Houston with I Didn't Know My Own Strength here at 92.3 FM and also blogtalkradio.com. You're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking with Sapphire Jewel King about her life, her mission, the International Freedom Coalition. And Sapphire, we were just getting into the project that's going on right now, Walk a Week in Your Shoes. Talk to us about the inspiration behind it and what exactly you hope to accomplish.
The inspiration behind Walk a Week in Your Shoes comes, our whole mission with the coalition is to eradicate child maltreatment worldwide, not reduce it, not to end it. It needs to be stopped, done, over with. It shouldn't be happening. And a lot of my first initial thoughts all came after the fact, what to do after a child has been abused or maltreated, neglected, how to help the parents. And then I realized, no. Take a step further. How do you stop it? What needs to be done? And it's family. The family is the fundamental unit of society, and the family comprises, for the majority, the immediate environment of a child. So if we strengthen the family, because the statistics clearly show that the majority of abuse and neglect is at the hands of family and relatives,
right.
Not strangers, not the, you know, you want some candy, little girl. It's not that. Also the majority of maltreatment is neglect rather than abuse. So if we can help that family to bond and to grow in a healthy, stable, safe, fun, active way, then we can prevent abuse and neglect from happening. So, again, from my own story, I experienced that myself, and that's the whole inspiration behind the walk. And why am I walking? Walking is the most basic thing that you can do. First of all, I love walking. I hate being in a car and driving around. I like being on the street with the people. You know, I like to be in it. I like to see and connect with people face-to-face on their level. So I chose to walk, so that gives me no choice but to connect with people. I can't just hop in the car, okay, see you later, see you tomorrow. I'm there. I'm with them. And I'm actually backpacking now rather than just walking. So I have my whole house on my back. And that's why the elements of the walk is I'm looking for host families for a night so that I can experience the family rather than just be a polite visitor. Oh, tell me your story. Okay, see you later. I'm going to go hop into my RV now. No, I want to experience what that family does to stay strong, to overcome adversity, to avoid common challenges. Also, it's called Walk a Week in Your Shoes because I literally want to walk for a week in the shoes of a family. And how that works is I want families to – there are two versions. If the shoe fits, I'll wear it. And if the shoe doesn't fit, no worries. We'll still celebrate you. So for those families who have, you know, a story to tell, and it doesn't have to be something major or dramatic, just, you know, do you take – I met a lady when I was – the first day that I was walking. She worked at KFC. And a single mother, and I told her what I was doing, and she just got choked up. She goes, oh, my kids are very happy. My kids are very happy. And I said, well, how do you do that? How do you accomplish that? She goes, I get a lot of support from my family. And that's what it's about. So it doesn't have to be a major, you know, fascinating story. It's what are the real things that real people are doing to solve real solutions that keep their family together and provide these nurturing environments for children. So those are the stories that I'm looking for. And if a member of their family happens to wear the same size shoe that I wear, plus or minus, you know, a half size, I want those shoes and I will walk in them for a week and they will be the featured family for the week. And
wow.
If the shoe doesn't literally fit, no worries. I still want those stories and we'll start collecting those stories in May. And celebrating those families. So there's no shoe sponsors, no hotel sponsors, and no food sponsors for a reason, because I really want to connect with the people that I'm featuring rather than thank you for your story. I'm going to put it up, and I want to move on. I really want to experience that family, and I want those who read the stories, who see the video interviews, to experience that family as well.
You know, Sapphire, this is an incredible thing that you're doing now. And I want you to tell, because we're going to give out the website a little bit later, but for those that are not driving, we definitely don't want you to write
no.
this down while you're driving. But the way it's walkaweekinyourshoes.com. And one of the things that struck me yesterday, Sapphire, as I was getting ready for this discussion, was that you're traveling almost to every state doing this. Talk to us about the logistics of that, because in itself, as someone who, you know, who looks at that and thinks, wow, that's incredible, I'm also thinking to myself, okay, what's your family going to do while you're going over all this time? Talk to us about how your family support is helping you to be able to do this.
Okay, if I can get this out, because this has been, particularly today, just this morning, My family support has been incredible, because in this week and a half, it's everything, you know, I don't expect anything to go perfectly, not at all, but it's mm-hmm. just been a lot. And I just discovered this morning that my camera isn't working, and I have given everything that I have monetary-wise into the coalition, into getting the gear that I need. And I just don't have any more money. And so my mom has been following me and buying me food, because to give me this time to figure out, you know, what's working, what isn't. Okay, I need this, because I've had to keep coming back home after each day of walking to just handle things. Okay, this needs to be adjusted. I need to get this. I need to get that. And this past Saturday, her car stopped. I got my pack strapped on. I was ready to start walking, and she goes, oh, my car won't start. So that whole day was just spent trying to get the car started. And, you know, my brother ended up having to come and get us, and he had to buy the battery, because my mom didn't have money, because she's been spending money on me, and I don't have any money because I've been in school. And so we finally get home, and then her car breaks again. Apparently it's the alternator, not the battery. So then my other brother was like, okay, I have to buy that. And then my camera decides it doesn't want to work just now. And I'm going, I don't have, what am I going to do? And my brother, I just started bawling. This was just this morning, 10 o'clock. And my brother was like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll get you another camera. And it's just been amazing, even though they do not, I can tell you, they do not understand why I have to walk by myself around the country with a backpack. They don't get it. But they support me. They know that this is obviously very important to me, and it's what I have to do. And they're just, okay, what do we need to do? And that's what's been happening. And it's very touching, and it epitomizes the spirit of the walk.
Well, it's incredible, and I just, you know, I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for the opportunity to share this with our listeners all across the country, literally, you know, to let them know that, you know, this is what needs to be on the news, not some of this, you know, celebrity crap that we hear about, you know, this salacious gossip. It's stories like yours, Sapphire, that need to be out there, and that's why, you know, I feel you know, so encourage myself to be able to share stories like yours, because, you know, you are the unsung hero that is doing, using what you have to actually get real results, not just to bring attention to Sapphire. You're actually bringing attention to a cause, and I think that's what we all really have that charge that we should be doing. I want you to talk about inspiration, because, I mean, you're inspiring me right now just by, you know, what you're sharing. I know other people have told you that you've been an inspiration to them. What does that feel like to know, even though you're walking alone, that you're really not?
It's so interesting that you say that, because I have been that super independent, I can do it all by myself woman. And it's taken, like I said, over these past couple of years to allow others in and to know that I don't have to, you know, take on the world by myself. And when I first got the vision for this walk, the only thing I kept saying and praying to God is, don't make me do this by myself. Don't make me do this by myself. And I wanted to have a support team and, you know, other people going with me, and it just didn't happen. And I had a little minor little moment, and I was like, there's no way that I can do this. I did say that. It's like, there's no way I can do this. And then as soon as I got it out, though, it was just very clear. God was just speaking very clearly. He's like, come on, Sapphire. You're not alone. You may be out there walking on the road by yourself, but you know you're not alone. I'm with you. Jesus is with you. The angels are behind you, and I'm going to send people along the way to take care of you. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. And that's exactly what's been happening. People stop me on the road. What are you doing? This lady stopped me, and she passed by a couple times, and finally she turned around. She goes, okay, you're still walking, so where are you going, and what are you doing? And it was so dangerous. You shouldn't be out here. And I said, but you know what? I said, I'm not alone. I said, because of angels on the road, just like you, God sends people just like you to make sure that I'm okay, and that's going to happen the whole way. I'm not worried for my safety at all, and it feels, you know, I can't really describe how it feels, because it's kind of surreal still right now, because I'm out there walking, carrying my little light, and I'm going, okay, I'm just walking down the street, because there's nothing for miles until you finally get into the little town, because I'm spending more time. I'm not on the major interstates, because I want to get into those small towns.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't have the words yet when people stop and they hear the story, and then they just start going, okay, yeah, here's $5. Here's $2. Here's, you know, one guy's like, are you accepting any kind of donations for drinks or water or something? I was like, yeah. He goes, well, here's $2. And it was just like, it was the best. And that's what it's about. And it's like you said, these stories exist every day, Cyrus, and they need to be promote it, and that's what I'm out to do. Find these stories. This is what's really happening, more than we realize, and I want to put that first and foremost in the forefront of people's minds and consciousness.
Well, I tell you, it's a powerful story. We've been speaking with Sapphire Jewel King of the International Freedom Coalition, but right now she's taking part in Walk a Week in Your Shoes. You can find out more information about Sapphire and her journey by going to www.walkaweekinyourshoes.com. There you'll find ways that you can not only follow her, also email her your comments, but also donate towards her cause, and find out how you can get involved. If you'd like to help on a volunteer basis, which I'll be contacting Monica today, Sapphire, to see what we can do to help as far as getting the word out for you. And, you know, there's so many different ways that we can walk, quote-unquote, with Sapphire along this wonderful journey to bring out the best not only in ourselves but also in our families. So, Sapphire, congratulations to you for doing this, for encouraging other people to do all that they can, and we wish you continued success along your journey.
Thank you very much. Thank you again for having me.
No problem. Have a great week.
You too.
Okay. All right. Again, that was Sapphire Jewel King, and, of course, we want to thank Pam Powell, who kicked off the hour for us. As I mentioned, if you missed any part of these conversations, you can catch the entire discussions about 5 minutes after we go off the air. Just go to conversationsliveradio.com. That's www.conversationsliveradio.com. There you can download it to your computer, save it to your disk, or you can share it with a friend that way. I'll be back at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central for our next edition of Conversations. Until then, my name is Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.
If you think the cost of an education is high, consider the cost of no education. Kids who drop out of school are 10 times more likely to go to jail. Many end up on drugs,